The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Bright Vibe Podcast. At Bright Vibe, we believe everyone deserves to be happy. But in today's world, everywhere you turn, there is division and negativity. At Bright Vibe, we have created a global movement to bring 8 million people together who are inspired to live bright, live bold, and share bright vibes. Alone, it can be hard to change, but together we can change the world. Welcome to the Bright Vibe Podcast. Well, Sue Kennedy, welcome to the Bright Vibe Podcast. Happy to have you on today.
Thank you, Matt, very much for having me. It's my absolute pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, so I love this whole post-world calamity thing because it allows us to connect in ways that we would have never connected before. We were just talking right before we came on. You're actually in Australia.
Yes.
And I'm on the East Coast of the United States in North Carolina. So you're at 9 a.m. I'm at 5 p.m. But it's just amazing that we're able to have these conversations that we would have probably never had before. Even, I mean, we're seeing each other face to face before. If we were podcasting, we might have connected. But it's so much different when we can actually see each other in the world. So, yeah, it's just so exciting to meet people from all over the world.
It is. I'm loving this because I am. I'm meeting so many amazing people. It's fantastic. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. Well, let me introduce you first. So you're the owner and founder of Author Academy. We're going to get in today about kind of telling your story, people's stories. You help tell people's stories through helping them write books. And I think right now there's probably more people writing stories about their lives and books than probably ever before in the history of man. So, you know, you're helping facilitate. So I'm really curious about how you're doing that. But you live in Australia. Have you always lived in Australia?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So you're born, raised.
Born, bred. Yep.
Born, bred. Which part of Australia do you live in?
Sydney.
Sydney. Okay. I've been to Sydney once. I have spent a little bit of time there. Beautiful city, beautiful people, very friendly. People know how to have fun.
Yeah, the people are lovely, I must admit. I do love our countryside, our climate, everything about it really is just lovely. We're not so hidden now. We were right. Hidden for a while. People didn't really know who or what or why.
Right.
which was kind of nice mm-hmm. because, you know, we were just left to our own devices. But it is nice to connect with the rest of the world. And, you know, we aren't as small and hidden as we have been.
Right.
But that's okay. It's, as I said, and as we were saying, it's so lovely to be able to connect with so many beautiful people all around the world.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah,
it is. And so you're on a podcast today. We're going to talk about what you do, which is basically coach authors. But really, when we talk about helping people, I think a lot of people probably don't know that they have a story to tell. But I think everybody has a story to tell. And whether you're writing a book for yourself, writing a book for others, writing a book for your kids. I haven't written a book yet, but it seems like every time I turn around, there's these little ideas percolate. I literally was doing some AI stuff today saying, hey, what if I write about this? What could it look like? What could it feel like? Right. I was kind of feeling out some stuff today. So you help. Well, your purpose is to change people's lives by empowering them to write their story. Typically, who are you helping write their story? Because I know you work with business people. You probably work with different types of people. But typically, what kind of stories are you helping people tell? And then what usually is the point or the purpose of that story?
Well, I mean, they can be the same, but they're probably two lots of people, as you said, business owners, to get their story out there and be the authority in that space. And I can share with you in a minute about how that works, because it worked for me amazingly. And I also help people write their stories, like personal stories. So anything that, you know, perhaps they've been through some kind of trauma. Mm-hmm. Again, that's how I got into it, is because of my own personal trauma. And from there, it's grown into this. And I did it initially to write a story, you know, I did research and wrote about depression because it was what I was going through mm-hmm. at the time. And I thought, well, how amazing, because I actually considered suicide at one point.
Yep.
You know, I just went, wow, what's that about? What's going on? And how did I get to that point? I mean, I know how I got there, but yeah, it just all came at once and it sort of blew me over. And anyway, so from there, I did research and wrote a book. And then I went, you know, well, I did the research and then I thought, why don't I put this into a book? One, it's to help heal myself, but also how amazing if I can help other people as well. Sharing, you know, my story and what I've found and researched about depression. So
that was the first book.
Yes.
Oh, that's and how long ago was that?
About 15 years ago, maybe. Okay. No, maybe longer. No longer. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, about 15, because I just lost my dog that actually pulled me out of it, and he was just over 16. Mm-hmm. So he was about a year old or something like that when it all happened, yeah.
Okay, so you went through a traumatic experience. I was just literally on a podcast earlier today with Bruce Feiler, which I didn't know Bruce before today, but he was writing about these things and these life traumas, and he called them life quakes, like earthquakes, but like you have this life quake. And he was relating how typically, you know, we believe that we should heal faster than we actually do. He said he studied over, I think, 500 different people, and they've all had life quakes, some major, some less major. But in every instance, he said it takes about 5 years to navigate from a life quake, not a tremor, but an actual quake, back to some new way of being. Right. So because there's, you know, there's grief, there's questioning, there's doubt, there's, you know, and he said, and you have to kind of allow yourself that space to take that time, that four or five years. Otherwise, you're not learning the lessons. You're not going to be successful at the next thing, whatever, of life, because you haven't really spent the time to do the work. He said what happens with like type A personalities is a lot of times they have a traumatic life quake. And then they go into like making a bunch of lists and checking a bunch of boxes and hiring a bunch of consultants. And they never really experience the pain and the grief and the sorrow and all the ugly emotions, I would call them. They're not ugly, but all the necessary emotions to actually, you know, use that going forward to transition into something, the next phase, like a metamorphosis. You can't rush the butterfly out of the cocoon. So you went through this trauma, this life quake, as Bruce would say, and then through that, at some point, you wrote a book about the very thing that you were experiencing, which was this depression.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you did your research, and then you wrote the book, and then what happened?
So then I wrote other books as well. I was asked to run a workshop for business owners on social media, because I teach all that kind of stuff as well. And I went, how awesome would it be to have books at the back of the room to sell? So I said yes to the workshop, thought, now I have to create a workshop around it. Then I thought, now I've decided I want to write books. So I quickly created the workshop. I mean, I had about 6 months to do it, so it wasn't too bad. And then I wrote the three different books and got them all written and published. And so, yeah, ran the workshop with those books. And then from there, I wrote all kinds of other books. And one was about how to write a book, which then turned into a workshop and then, of course, sort of morphed into my coaching program from there.
So you've got business leaders coming to you or business people coming to you, and they're writing a book for the subject matter expert in their field. So give us some examples of some of the content or some of the industries that you've helped authors write books for, just to help spur ideas as people are listening to this.
Yeah, so I've helped builders, coaches, counselors, that kind of stuff, health and well-being in that space as well, because I'm sort of, you know, probably attract those kind of people, as well as the people that have been through trauma as well. They're the ones that I attract. And to share that story, like with what I was saying earlier, that it helps you as a business owner. I used to be part of a networking group, BNI, which I think was
it's in the States. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was founded by Ivan in the States. So I was the vice president at the time, and that was the three books that I had for that workshop. I actually had that and had those books, and I took them into the meeting that I went to that particular day, and I said to the president, oh, look what I've what arrived in the mail yesterday, and that was my three books. And she's like, oh my goodness. And so she's, yeah, jumped up, started the meeting. She said, I've got it there because this is so exciting. And she showed them my books and she said, Sue's just written and published these books. And everyone's like, what? And like, you know, they knew me, they knew who I was, but they didn't really see me.
Right.
And then as soon as they knew I'd written these books, after the meeting, they all came and hovered around me, asking questions, purchasing the book, started actually seeing me and talking to me. And I'm like, wow, if I would have known this was going to be the reaction, I would have done it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that just gave me so much more credibility having those books. They were like, wow, you're amazing. And I'm like, well, yeah, didn't you know that before?
I love it. And again, that's just why I know you're Australian. You're like, well, of course I'm amazing. What else would I be? Right?
Exactly.
I love it.
So, yeah. So,
and what were the books on?
So one was about going from offline to online, because it was back in the space where everyone was just sort of moving online.
Right. Migrating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Google Plus, which is, of course, never ended up lasting. Mm-hmm. And then LinkedIn. It was very fun. When I wrote the book about LinkedIn, I just went on to check a few stats just to make sure that I had it right. Got in there, and that was when they had just did a big overhaul platform. And I just went, are you kidding me? I now have to rewrite part of the book because, you know, I was giving step by step.
Right, what to do. Got it. So you were basically writing business type books for business professionals to use these platforms or use this technology. Got it. Okay. And so you wrote these books, you were at the BNI meeting, people read the title or they talked about the titles, and then you became the person to go to with questions about these things, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It does seem, because, you know, I run this podcast and this is, you know, I do it to meet interesting people like yourself and have conversations and hopefully bring ideas, thoughts, higher vibration stuff to people that are listening. I've always thought, you know, and I guess you're confirming for me that, you know, when you write a book, it gives you, I won't say celebrity status, but it does give you the subject matter expert kind of badge, no matter what's in the book, but at least it opens the door for those conversations when you write these books. Is that fair to say?
Oh, exactly. And I think this is the thing. A lot of people stop and think, well, wow, that's a huge achievement. I don't know if I could do it. And that's why they look at you in that light. It's like, wow, that's something I would love to do. And I've never, you know, thought I could do it. So that's why they look at you in that light.
And so for people who have never written a book, but, you know, I've heard people say before, everybody has a book inside them. It's just a matter of where they actually write it or not. But it seems like that there's something very cathartic and very almost healing in the process of writing a book. And I think that's probably true for business books, but especially for trauma books, right? Or life transition books. There's something about it that just writing the book is a healing process in and of itself, or an awareness. Maybe healing is the wrong word, but you gain awareness by writing something about something that you've experienced. You probably get better through the writing of the book at the thing that you're writing about. And if it's a life transition, you get insights into the transition probably and make more meaning of it as you write the book versus it probably, I'm assuming that it goes from kind of happening to you to happening for you through the process of writing a book. You look at it as something that you needed to do versus something that waylaid you, but I'm just guessing.
No, you're 100% right. That's exactly what it is. You know, like even for a business book, you learn in the process, you learn about you and the business. You know, that you may not have had the time to actually sit and really allow that to come through properly. That makes sense. So it does. And I think it gives you also validation that you are the expert. Like, it's like, yeah, I do actually know how to do this. I am the expert in this particular field or industry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's very important and has that healing component. And definitely for people that are writing about their trauma or life story, there's, of course, a lot of healing. Like for me, that was the thing that got me through, you know, was writing about it. Then later on, I went through cancer as well a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And what got me out of that was, well, writing about about it. I didn't write a book as such. I'm still yet to do that. I just haven't had the time. But I did journal, and I also did some painting, which is part of my coaching program. And I have a couple of different methods that I use to be able to dig deep and, you know, allow the story and what's going on inside to come through without reliving the trauma, of course, you know, just to do it in a gentle way so that we get it out of ourselves and out. Because if it stays within, it turns into disease. So this is why it's really important to write about it as well as do the art component so that you really like, because a lot of the time, you know, our conscious is not wanting to live that. It's sort of like trying to keep us safe, which is good. That's very good. But it's also dangerous because if we don't action it, as we were talking earlier, if we don't take action, then it's nothing's going to, you can't move forward. So being able to have that, you know, your subconscious be able to gently remind you of what it is and how to, you know, what that next step is, it's very powerful. So it's, you know, this is why I add that into it. Because, I mean, us brainstorming about things is very, very important. But this actually takes you on a deeper level, which is really amazing. I just love the work. And, you know, I did it with the cancer and it, you know, I came out the other end, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. And so let's get into the process then of how people go about writing a book. How do you start, but then kind of, you know, what's the path?
Yep. So I have a 5-step process and we outline the book. We meet on Zoom every fortnight. You know, I hold you accountable. I make you do homework because you do have to write. I can't write the book for you as much as I'd love to, but I can't. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not my story. It's
right.
Pretty much.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
The other person's story, but I hold your hand and help you get it written. Because I know when I first started, I would love to have had someone like myself to help me, because back then there were no such things as book coaches. I had to do it all on my own. So I've refined it and made it a lot easier. So we go through all that. You know, there's a whole heap of things that we do along the way, making sure that the book flows and, you know, getting it all nice and wonderful. Part of the, as I said, the painting portion of it is really, I believe, important part of the program, because, as I said, it allows you to unblock, whether that is you're just stuck because you don't know where you want the story to go or where it should go or, you know, where it should land. It helps you get clear on that, but it also helps heal. So that's a big part of it. And then, of course, we do the editing of the book for you. We design it. So we do the formatting and design, and it also can include printed copies or not. So because for some people, like, you know, if they're in the States, for instance, it might be more cost effective for me to just send the file and you print it over there because you know, the postage is horrendous. So yeah, so pretty much I'd take you from A to Z in the process of getting the, you know, from idea to published book.
And for like a business book, about how long, if somebody's like, yeah, I want to write something about my business, about how long a process, and I know that's probably determined, you can tell me the factors that play into that, but about how long a process is that from an idea to an actual having something that, to be published?
I do offer 3-month and 6-month programs. And it just depends on how quickly you want to get it done and how much time and commitment you can put towards it. So it's, yeah, how serious are you about getting it done, I suppose, is, you know, what it boils down to.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. Well, what else would you want people to know about this process that would maybe help them decide if they want to write a book or not?
Look, if you're, like what you said, things are starting to sort of, you know, hover, or, you know, dropping in and you're starting to really think about it, like, yeah, maybe I could, you know. If you're thinking like that, then you need to be really starting to get serious and think about, well, what's the next steps? And, you know, I'm happy to have a brainstorming session with you, which my offer is to have a page where people can go and actually book in for a half an hour session with me to brainstorm. But there's also all sorts of other little fun gifts on there for you as well. And I think, did I send you that link? I'm not sure if I did.
I don't think so, but it's just authoracademy.com.au for Australia, right?
Yeah, and /gifts, G-I-F-T-S.
Oh, it's /gifts. Okay.
That'll take that page.
Okay.
But yeah, so if you're in business, for instance, and you have been in business for a few years and you now want to take it to the next level, mm-hmm. you definitely should write a book about your business. Now, whether that is me helping you or not,
right.
it's something that you should consider because it will, take you to that next level. You will be the authority in your industry and, people are going to gravitate to you more so than someone without a book.
Right. Totally. Yeah, I think that's really cool. So I appreciate you coming on today and visiting with us. And, again, whether you're using this for a business or to connect with others that you've had to have a shared experience, I think it's good for who writes it and then for the people who read it. Obviously, they get knowledge and connection and empowerment through those who read it. And you just never know, right? It's a ripple effect. You just never know who will pick up, especially if you're printing them or sending them out as ebooks or whatever the case may be. You never know who's going to pick it up and use it as a resource. It's kind of a pay it forward thing, I would think, as well.
Oh, definitely.
Sue, thanks for coming on today and look forward to visiting with you in the future.
Thank you so much, Matt, for having me. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you for being a part of the Bright Vibe podcast. For more information, go to brightvibe.com. That's BRITE vibe, VIBE.com. Thank you for listening.